Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's been called one of the greatest political fiction books ever written, An Apprentice in the White House by Abner Clairvaux. A political observer, radio commentator for the last three decades, Abner brings a unique perspective by allowing the American people to glimpse at what a dictatorship actually looks like. His vast knowledge of third world politics helps him to combine two opposite political methods into one, a book full of surprises and suspense. In his first novel, he uses his experience of growing up under a dictatorship to paint the portrait of a fictional philandering U.S. president who is about to be impeached and has decided to unleash a vast attempt of seizing all the powers in Washington. How long will the American people take to react? What will be the reaction of the international community? And just how long will this last? Abner Clairvaux, author of An Apprentice Dictator in the White House, joins us on This Week in America. Abner, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You have our attention with all of that. This is almost ripped from the headlines, and we'll talk about the timing of the book a little bit later in the interview. But I mentioned your background, growing up under a dictatorship. Tell us a little bit about that before we get started.
In fact, I was born in Haiti under the Duvalier dictatorship. And I don't know if you have heard about the Duvalier.
Oh, yes.
It was a fierce dictatorship. It was one of the worst in the Americas in the 20th century. So I was very active, and I know what a dictatorship is when I see one.
Talk about exactly what that is. I sense in reading the news stories back then, talking to people, several missionaries who worked in that area, it was life under constant fear, wasn't it?
Exactly. A dictator maintained himself in power through fear and coercive force, brute force. So under a dictatorship, you have no freedom of the press, no freedom of speech, no political freedom. You cannot do like what you can do here in America, where you can express yourself. No. Under a dictatorship, you have one supreme leader, and everyone has to abide by his will. His will is the law of the land. In fact, there was a monarch in France called Louis XIV. He said, "France is me." This is what a dictator is. A dictator is the one who said, "I am the nation. And therefore, if you are against me, you are against the nation. So I can destroy you, I can kill you, because I'm saving the nation." And this is what a dictator is. So everybody must be subject to his will. And let me tell you, it's not fun to live under a dictatorship.
So how did you and your family survive?
To survive under a dictatorship, which you have to lay low. You have to keep quiet. You must pretend that you do not understand what's going on. You see, you don't see. You hear, you don't hear. So this is the way to survive. So you cannot be politically active. So this is what we did. So either you accept what was going on, or you left the country. So we chose the latter.
With us on the program is Abner Clairvaux, and that's C-L-E-R-V-A-U-X. The book we're talking about is An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. In talking about the book and the background of the book, did you have any insight as what was coming in America, the situation we're facing today that a lot of people say, boy, there's some parallels to when you wrote this book. Did you see any of this coming, what we're going through today?
Definitely not. The book came out in 2016, 3 months before the elections of this president. So I had no idea that we were going to have this president, or we are going to be living to have this situation that we are living in. In fact, the book has been inspired by the impeachment of Bill Clinton, believe it or not, since 1999. So it just happened that the book seems to be very timely.
Well, it really is. And yes, we've got this philandering president, fictional president from the southern states. And that does go back. And it's almost amazing as I'm reading, I'm thinking, boy, this is something you wrote here in the last couple of weeks. And that I'm reading that this actually occurred over time and wasn't even focusing on the current president. This was back to President Clinton. When you watch the news now and there are developments that seem to be happening on a daily basis, what are your thoughts? Are you concerned because you live through the ultimate in dictatorship?
There are reasons to be concerned, because I will tell you, Wick, most leaders tend to be dictators if they have their ways. So this is the beauty of this country. This country have strong institutions. Because of the strong institutions like the media, the court, the judiciary, and they stop, you know, the American people, they will not stand for dictatorship. So because of those forces, those are strong institutions. And in fact, this is what the book says. This wannabe dictator wanted to take all the powers into his hands, but he was stopped. He was stopped by the institutions.
What do you think of the institutions today? You mentioned the media. You mentioned the judiciary. If those are weakened, which almost seems to be the case in the case of the media, they certainly have been weakened. Judiciary, maybe not weakened, but tilted in a particular direction. Do those factors concern you?
Definitely. In fact, when you have the President of the United States daily attacking the media, telling that the mass media, the press, is the enemy of the people. Now, this is very dangerous. This is exactly what's happened under Hitler. They started by demonize the media, the free institutions, the churches. So the judiciary. In fact, the main concern is what's going on with the Congress, especially the Republican side, where you had those leaders who did swear to protect the Constitution, but unfortunately, we see that a lot of them, they do not abide by the oath that they took, you know, to protect the institution. They'd rather be submissive to the will of the president. That is very dangerous. But we can say, you know, thanks goodness, the media and the courts, you know, the judges, they still standing firm, you know, against the tendency of what is going on from the White House.
In your book, a fictional novel, An Apprentice Dictator in the White House, Abner Clairvaux, the author, is our guest on the program. How long did it take for the American public to realize what was happening? And I ask that because we're really not used to looking for warning signs, because as you mentioned, this is a democracy. This is something special we have here. You come from Haiti, where you see the warning signs and you know what's about to happen. In your book, An Apprentice Dictator in the White House, how long did it take for the American public, maybe even the Congress as well, to realize something is amiss here? This is not going the direction that it's supposed to go in.
Yeah, I mean, when this fictional president, this wannabe dictator in the White House, he felt he was being investigated. He was about to be impeached, in fact. And the first thing he did, he got the special prosecutor who was investigating him arrested. He ordered the attorney general to arrest the special prosecutor. And then he declared on national television that the country was being threatened, that the the institutions of the country, the survival of the country was at stake. That's why he was forced against himself to take some exceptional measures. So what he did, he said he has to suspend the constitution. He had to dissolve Congress because he was being about to be impeached by the Congress, by Congress that was under the control of the opposition party. He declared on national television that Congress is dissolved. He fired five members of the Supreme Court who were, about to uphold the impeachment. He declared martial law, and then he imposed a censorship on the media. So then the American people, they got it was an uproar. So in the book, it shows that he ordered the Marshal Service to seal the building of the of Congress, and then so no member of Congress could enter the sacred building that is the Capitol. So therefore, the Congress had to meet in a hotel in Washington, D.C., where they went ahead and impeached him, and then and they also impeached the vice president. So the Speaker of the House became president, and but the American people, when you read the book, you see their reaction. I mean, they were furious. They threatened to block the streets, to storm the White House, to dislodge this wannabe dictator. It was unreal that was the reaction of the American people, because they will not stand for that.
This book is a must-read. Political commentator, radio journalist for more than three decades, Abner Clairvaux, in his first novel, uses his experience of growing up under a dictatorship to paint the portrait of a fictional, philandering U.S. president about to be impeached. He's decided to unleash a vast attempt of seizing all the powers in Washington. The book is An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. Again, Abner Clairvaux is the author. The book's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on directly to get information. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the target audience on this. Who is this designed for? I think anybody that likes a thrilling story is going to not be able to put the book down. They're going to have to finish this in one or two readings because it moves along so rapidly.
I'm telling you, this book is targeted to for the whole American people, because whatever your age, whatever your political leniency, you need to read that book, because it tells you, it shows you, it gives you a glimpse of what a dictatorship looks like. And then when you read that book, you see, we do not want to go that route. We must do everything in our power to stop anyone, no matter his political party, no matter his label. We got, as a people, as the forefront of democracy, the world is looking at us, and we must do everything in our power. In fact, this book should be read by every student of political science. It should be in the universities, the colleges, the high school. They should all have that book to study and have an idea what a dictatorship looks like. And also, the beauty of it is the victory of democracy over dictatorship, because at the end, it will show that, yes, democracy will survive in America.
It is such an entertaining book, a chilling book, a book that as you're reading, you're going to be going through in your mind and comparing it to similarities that we're going through currently here in the U.S. Abner, an excellent job with this book. I mentioned the first novel. What else are you working on now? Do you have anything else that you're writing?
I cannot tell you right now, but it's coming, Rick, and I will let you know the next one.
You need
But
to do that because I can't wait. You're a very gifted writer, political commentator, radio journalist now, a novelist as well. What's that like, a novelist? You're now a published author in addition to everything else you accomplished since you came here from Haiti. What's that feel like?
Well, I think that I needed to share with the American people, in fact, with the world, my experience, and also letting the American people see how blessed they are to live under a democracy, how privileged they are that they're not under the boots of a dictator, and they must do everything in their power to safeguard that sacred privilege that is democracy. So it is very more than important for the American people to stand as one against any tendency of dictatorship, because we are the beacon of the world. The world is looking at us, and whatever America does, most countries tend to follow. So we got to do everything in our power to safeguard democracy and the United States of America.
The book is An Apprentice Dictator in the White House by Abner Clairvaux, our guest on the program, Clairvaux. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Abner, this has been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next book. I know you can't talk about it, but when you're ready, give me a call, and we'll talk about it on the air. I'd love to have you back on the program. Thank you for being with us and sharing all of your insight and information on your book. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Rick, and it was a pleasure being with you.
It was our pleasure. An Apprentice Dictator in the White House by Abner Clairvaux. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.